What can you do with 8,000 square feet? Ask Randy Huey, formerly Sitka's high school woodshop teacher.
A steel building. Very simple and tall enough for us to build a small house inside on a trailer and take it out.
Huey has come out of retirement to oversee the construction of Sitka's vocational education facility. The city received $2.9 million in funding from the Department of Commerce for the structure in 2012. It's hoped that Huey can pull together all the threads to make the project happen in a year. To jumpstart things, Huey told the school board that he and Sitka's Public Works Director, Michael Harmon, elected to seek bids from design and build contractors rather than go through a more conventional process. Huey's review committee selected the team of McCool Carlson Green Architects and CBC Construction, who recently partnered on the creative renovation of Pacific High School.
The experience of this team is not as deep as some of the other experienced teams, but the structure that they provided was the most appealing for the educational purposes. They gave us the best idea.
Their idea is a large, useful building with four car lifts, a lot of garage doors, and a lot of room.
There isn't much fancy equipment in it. It's just a big space with light, a modest amount of heat, and out of the weather, so students can build a variety of things. The community is going to find this a good and useful space for so many things for a very long time. I think of all of the plays that we build sets for, and you just need big spaces to do things. There's going to be a lot of good things happening in this building over the years.
The structure will occupy space between the existing high school shops and the back gym, an area currently enclosed by chain link fence. Huey says the building will primarily serve as workspace, although computer-aided design and computer-controlled milling machines are playing a larger role in high school shop programs. Huey says students still need to work with their hands.
You know, as educators, there's this tension between having a computer, run a torch to cut something out versus the hand skill to do that. Because we cannot let go of that hand tool skill stuff yet at all.
Earlier in the meeting, the school board recognized elementary school teacher Rebecca Himshoot, who has won a national teaching prize for science. Huey said vocational teachers shared Himshoot's goal of connecting with students.
In the career and tech ed areas where kids get to build stuff, get the hands-on, engagement is easier to achieve. And if they can build real things, then in lasting things, things of value, things of beauty, things of usefulness, that engagement is all the higher.
The school board voted unanimously to award the initial design to CBC Construction and McCool Carlson Green Architects. The Sitka Assembly must also sign off on the deal. Huey anticipated that much of the construction could take place this summer and fall, and the building will be open for classes by the beginning of the second semester next school year. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.